It's a very forgiving instrument. That doesn't fly with me. I learned to play a lot of the stuff that I play from a guy named Uncle Josh Graves, who was a dobro player with Flatten Strokes. Yeah. And I have a band now called the Earls of Leicester, and we try to play. And I thought, we'll put out a record, you know, and everybody will think, isn't that cute? And then they'll forget about it. Well, it won a damn Grammy, so now we had to do another one. So we did another one, and it's doing good too. But I love playing the stuff, you know. It makes me feel like 6 years old every time we play it, you know. And pee down your leg just a little bit sometimes. I know I didn't have to say that, and I wasn't sure I even said it out loud until you moaned. But I want to play you a song that Josh Graves was famous for in the 50s, when country music and every kind of music in the world was suffering because of Elvis Presley. There was nothing else, man. And so they were all struggling to find some way to hold on. And they Flatten Strokes looked at Josh Graves, because he was the bluesiest guy they had in the band, and said, write us a song that'll be a hit rock and roll wonder. And so he wrote this song. And I remember I heard a tape once of them at the Grand Ole Opry. They played this song, and the announcer, T. Tommy Cottrell, he was trying to be hip too, and so he came on after they finished the song, and he said, "Solid Les, solid Earl, it's pretty far out for you boys." You know, everybody wanted to be. I mean, it didn't work for anybody. Elvis still just steamrolled them anyway, but. This was just a little bit of how things were going at about that time. So in dobro world, we're like,